Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today I'm looking at the reading from the Hebrew Testament in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 1 through 4 and 22 to 31. This reading is a powerful statement about the character of wisdom, who actually has the Greek name Sophia. We're shown an image of Lady Wisdom out in the middle of a busy street, calling to all who will listen. She shouts her credentials. She's been with God since the beginning of creation. In the lively translation of the Bible called The Message, Lady Wisdom speaks of being with the Creator before the beginning of the earth, before sky, before springs of water, before mountains and hills. Sophia, Wisdom, was there. And not only was Sophia with God, but she was God's delight from day to day, rejoicing with God in the whole of creation, delighting in the human race. This is a beautifully appropriate reading for today, which is Trinity Sunday in the church seasons. This passage puts a human face on the aspect of the Trinity which most people find hardest to understand, the Holy Spirit. Easy enough for people to envision God. We bring many names, don't we? Creator, Father, Mother, Source of all being, creative energy. The second aspect of the Trinity is also fairly simple to envision. Jesus, the Son, the Anointed, the Christ, brother, teacher, friend. But the Holy Spirit can leave us perplexed. Just how does the Spirit work in our lives? How do we recognize the Spirit? Sophia, Wisdom, gives us some help. We're able to see Sophia in the wisdom of all creation, in the ways that plant life and animal life work together for the good. We can hear Sophia in the world around us, not listening literally for trees or water to talk, but listening to their wisdom regardless. The wisdom of the trees tells us how important it is for us to take care of our soil and our air. The wisdom of the water tells us how important it is not to dump sewage, plastic, or other trash in the rivers, lakes, and oceans. And what happens when we ignore the wisdom of creation? We see it around us. We see whole species of plants and shrubs going out of creation. We see water so fouled that it's undrinkable for hundreds of thousands of people around the world. If we ignore the wisdom of the animal world and kill animals for so-called sport, we see extinction of different animals, mammals, and fish year after year. We need to listen to the wisdom of creation. What about human wisdom? What about the voice of Sophia speaking of God's presence through those around us? What about the wisdom that each one of us carries in our own hearts and souls and minds? One of my commentaries says, "Wisdom is the speaker who not only explains who God is, but reminds us of who we seek to be." So how about each of us? Do we pay attention to the wisdom around us? And how do we decide if what we're hearing, thinking, feeling, or doing really is Sophia, Lady Wisdom, acting through us? So many questions. When we are listening to someone else, do we know how they come to have wisdom themselves? Is it through education, through life experiences, through wisdom modeled by their peers and mentors? Sometimes we find wisdom in unexpected places. Think of the times you've been surprised to hear something deeply profound from a person or experience you never thought had wisdom to share. Sometimes these deep moments of inspiration can be all the more powerful because of their source. Discerning Sophia, Wisdom, the Holy Spirit personified, can take some practice. For myself, I worry sometimes that evil can be made manifest in innocent-looking ways, seductive and enticing me to behave contrary to God's will. So my litmus taste test of faith, my one-item checklist for a personal acquaintance, some figure on TV, some public personality, is to decide if the voice speaking is speaking about love. That's it, pure and simple. Is that voice speaking love? Because if it's not speaking love, it's not wisdom. If the voice I'm hearing is not an invitation to love radically and inclusively and beyond all boxes and margins, then it's not God. Now don't get me wrong, not all wisdom is big, grand actions and gestures. Wisdom also calls us to small gestures of great love, or even small gestures of kindness, generosity, and compassion. These actions, too, can embody the love of God the Creator, Jesus the Son, and Wisdom the Holy Spirit. The only limit is our own physical capabilities. So we ask ourselves, as my commentator quoted above asks, What part of the wisdom of God are we willing to claim for ourselves? Are we willing, like Sophia, to co-create with God, bringing our own gifts and skills and talents to the fore and rejoicing in them? Are we called always to remember that in Jesus, wisdom comes to fruition? Jesus, the Word made flesh, was also there from the beginning of time. Jesus invites us to walk with him, to trust in and share the wisdom of our own hearts. Our wisdom is connected to his and connected to the beginning of creation. And for this, we give thanks to God. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.